The White House says critics were right about the march in Paris.
We should have sent somebody with a higher profile.
Central Command's social media sites are hacked.
On the Twitter page, the cover photo has been changed to read, "Cyber Caliphate, I love you, ISIS."
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney.
It's rare for any administration to so bluntly admit that it made a mistake, but it happened today, correspondent Pam Coulter reports.
Chastised on newspaper front pages and in social media, the White House admits it made a mistake by only sending its ambassador to France to the anti-terror march in Paris, spokesman Josh Earnest.
I think it's fair to say that we should have sent someone with a higher profile.
He said the president himself would have liked to have attended, but suggested arranging security in such a short time period was an issue. Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio.
There are a plethora of people they could have sent. I think in hindsight, I would hope that they would do it differently.
Earnest said there's still no doubt about the strong relationship between the U.S. and France. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
French authorities continue to investigate last week's attacks, which they now believe were carried out by a terrorist cell. They say as many as six members of that cell are still at large. The satire magazine Charlie Hebdo will publish on Wednesday. The distributor says they're prepared to print up to 3 million copies. The front page, under the headline, "All is Forgiven," carries an image of the Prophet Muhammad holding a sign that reads, "Je suis Charlie," I am Charlie. U.S. officials have moved to reassure the American public. Correspondent Dan Revive has that.
A two-page statement from the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, lists five steps recently carried out to defend against terrorism, including in the past week more random searches of passengers and carry-on luggage at airports, also reminding the public to be vigilant, but adding these are precautions as there is no credible intelligence suggesting any group is planning a Paris-style attack here in the U.S. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Hackers apparently did no real damage, but they caused embarrassment for U.S. Central Command today. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has details.
The Pentagon is investigating how the hackers hijacked the Twitter feed and YouTube site.
They've turned off the sites. They're analyzing now whatever documents were posted.
But Colonel Steve Warren calls it nothing more than a prank.
There's no evidence that any DOD system, any DOD computer, any DOD network has in any way been compromised or breached.
Whoever took over the Twitter feed posted phone numbers for military commanders and threats like, "American soldiers, we are coming, watch your back." Cammy McCormick, CBS News, The Pentagon.
By coincidence, a U.S. intelligence agency popped up in the Twitterverse today. Its first tweet said, "The National Counterintelligence and Security Center joins Twitter. We've said too much already." The Dow down 96 points to 17,640. Now this.
True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Can you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yep, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
Consumer data on a massive scale has been compromised by a series of hacker intrusions at major companies. Today, President Obama called for more safeguards.
This is a direct threat to the economic security of American families, and we've got to stop it.
He wants to require companies to tell customers within 30 days of a hacking and wants to give consumers more access to their credit reports. A spokesman for Congressman Paul Ryan confirms the Wisconsin Republican will not run for president next year. Ryan was Mitt Romney's running mate in 2012. In the new Congress, he has a pivotal role as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Two police officers in Albuquerque have been charged with murder in the fatal shooting of a homeless man last March. 38-year-old James Boyd had been wielding two knives, but video from one cop's helmet camera shows he appeared to surrender as the officers opened fire. Even before Boyd's death, the Justice Department was investigating alleged excessive use of force by Albuquerque police. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
Radio News lost a valued colleague today. Longtime CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano died at 67. Lou's trademark was the on-scene report, bringing listeners to the scene of a story, as he did after a 2001 plane crash in New York.
American Airlines Flight 587 bound for the Dominican Republic crashing here shortly after takeoff, after losing its tail fin back there over the water, then engines ripping off, one narrowly missing Ed DeVito.
I was standing right here 2 minutes before impact.
Flight recorders revealed violent shuddering as the Airbus A300 climbed through turbulence from a bigger jet miles ahead.
Before coming to the network, Lou worked at WCBS Radio with reporter Rich Lamb.
He was kind of a gunslinger. He always had his little kit at his side ready to go, and he was going to go anywhere in the world. And you were going to hear from Lou Miliano in a big hurry when he got there.
Lou retired in 2007. He'd been battling cancer. A Massachusetts doctor who survived Ebola is heading back to Liberia this week.
I'm not intending to test my immunity. I will follow all the precautions that we're recommending to our staff.
Dr. Rick Sacre says he wants to help overworked colleagues. A statement from a London hospital says the British nurse diagnosed with Ebola last month is recovering and no longer in critical condition. Cuba's official media are trying to counter rumors that Fidel Castro is dead, today reporting that he wrote a letter to soccer star Diego Maradona. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For the third year in a row, winter has brought snow to northern Saudi Arabia, prompting this question on a religious website. Is it permissible for Muslim fathers to build snowmen for their children? A leading Sunni cleric answered, no. He said it's sinful, even in play, to create an image of a human being. The cleric's ruling is being criticized on social media, but he has his supporters, including one who wrote that building snowmen is imitating the infidels, meaning non-Muslims, and it promotes lustiness and eroticism. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.